This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state Senate approved a massive transportation funding bill today. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The bill would raise billions of dollars, mostly through new fees on things like food delivery and gasoline. Julian Aragon runs a tree trimming business. He was filling up his pickup truck at a gas station in Pueblo on a recent afternoon, and he says that's already costly enough.
It's already $3 a gallon. How much more does it have to be?
Andrew Wolf was filling his sedan. He says a few more cents here and there wouldn't be a big deal for him.
But if it's for the good and they have a plan and, you know, it's set forth and we can see it, then I'm all for that.
The bill now moves to the House. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Live jazz in Denver's City Park is returning in person for the 35th season. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
This year's highlights will include a celebration of Denver's jazz history, with El Chapultepec's All-Stars appearing in late July. Last year, the legendary jazz club closed its doors and one of its famous musicians, Freddie Rodriguez Sr., died after contracting COVID-19. His son, Freddie Rodriguez Jr., is scheduled to perform at the tribute. The free concert series begins on June 13th and runs for 9 consecutive Sunday evenings. I'm Monica Casillo, CPR News.
The two most popular baby names in Colorado last year were Olivia and Liam. According to Social Security card data, those two names were also the top favorites across the country. In Colorado, Charlotte and Oliver were the second most popular names. At CPR.org, Colorado's snowy mountains act like natural reservoirs. As the snow melts, like it's doing right now, it goes into rivers and streams. Most of us drink our water from snowpack, but climate change is disrupting this system.
You realize in order to have a normal runoff season and get what you need into the reservoirs, you need above average snowpack.
Climate change, runoff, and thirsty soils, reported by CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis. The story is at CPR.org. Severe thunderstorm watch until 10 tonight for Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.